We now begin the second parak of Maseches Horios. This is parak base, Mishnah Aleph 2:1. And just a moment's introduction here. The topic of the next two parakim deal with the special Par Kohen Mashiach, the special bull that is offered for atonement under very specific circumstances for a Kohen Gadol. There'll also be a separate topic discussed, which is the special offering of a king called the Seir Nasi, the goat that's offered by the king. Which we'll discuss also in a moment. So, just the background here on the Par Kohen Mashiach. The idea is as follows. Under normal circumstances, a Kohen Gadol does not bring a chatas. If he does the kind of thing which a regular person would have to bring the chatas kavua, meaning that they did unintentionally violate a mitzvah for which the penalty is karas, if done intentionally, so then while a regular person brings the korban chatas, the usual chatas, the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring anything. And the reason for that is because the pasuk says, Ve'im nefesh achas techeta bishkaga me'am ha'aretz. If a person does a sin inadvertently, unintentionally, from me'am ha'aretz, from the people, and me'am ha'aretz is coming to exclude the Kohen Gadol. So normally, Kohen Gadol does not bring, not allowed to bring, not able to bring a chatas. However, there's a very specific scenario where he does bring what's called the Par Kohen Mashiach, and that's really the topic of much of the rest of the Masechta here, which is as follows. If you have a Kohen who has been elevated to the status of Kohen Gadol by means of the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, specifically, that's how he becomes the anointed Mashiach, anointed Kohen Gadol, in contrast to how it was done since already by the end of this first base of English era and certainly the second base of English era, that oil from Moshe Rabbeinu has been hidden away and is no longer available. So the way one elevates a Kohen to be a Kohen Gadol is through what's called the Ribui Begadim. So the Maruba Begadim, the Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol by virtue of just dressing with the 8 vestments that the Kohen Gadol wears, he's not relevant to this discussion. We're talking about specifically a Kohen Mashiach who is anointed by the oil. And second of all, I mean a Kohen Gadol here who is not just anointed by the oil, but he himself is Ra'ui Lahoros. He himself is a Tamachachem of great standing, who is fitting to Paskin Shalas rule halakhli on his own. That person, if he makes a ruling for himself regarding a matter for which there would be a potential chatas brought, and he rules Bishkaga unintentionally, incorrectly, and then he follows his own personal psak, and then in retrospect says, I made a mistake, and he wants to get atonement. In that scenario, he's allowed to bring a special offering. It's a kind of chatas, the Par Kohen Mashiach, but it's different than in basically every way from a regular chatas kavua, and really it's very similar to the Par Ha'elem Davar that we've talked about in the previous perek. So really, the Par Kohen Mashiach is different from a regular chatas in 3 ways. First of all, it's only obligated in what's called Shigas Din, in the event that Kohen Gadol ruled about something unintentionally, incorrectly, okay? It's not that he did something wrong. It's that he ruled wrongly and followed his own ruling. Second of all, it's a different kind of animal. This is a par, meaning a bull, as opposed to a female goat or sheep, which is the usual animal brought for a chatas. And it's different in the way it's offered. It is offered like the par halem davar. So it's a bull that is offered on the inner altar, not the outer altar, and the flesh is not eaten by the kohanim. It's burned elsewhere outside of the temple precinct. Okay, so it's really kind of like a par halem davar, just instead of for the behalf of the Sanhedrin, or the people who followed the Sanhedrin, it's brought for the Kohen Gadol if he was Roy Lahoros, and if he was anointed to become the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so that's the topic of our parak here. The Mishnah set and two parakim really. The Mishnah begins and says, Hora Kohen Mashiach la'atmo shogeg. If the Kohen Gadol, who is a Kohen Mashiach, meaning, don't confuse by the way, there's a separate Mashuach l'milchama, Kohen who was anointed for the sake of leading, like the spiritual leader of the army and going to war. That's not this at all. This is a regular Kohen Gadol. He's called Kohen Mashiach, again, because he was elevated to the status of, he was inaugurated, Nischanech, through the anointing oil. And he's Hora la'atmo, he ruled for himself regarding some matter, Shogeg, and he ruled incorrectly but unintentionally so, Va'asa Shogeg, and then he followed his own ruling, and therefore he violated unintentionally a mitzvah for which the penalty is karas, if done in mazid, then mevi par, then he will be the person who brings a bull on his behalf to gain atonement. However, shogeg, if he ruled, when he considered the shaila, he ruled incorrectly, but unintentionally, right? But then va'asa mezit. Later on, he actually violates it, his ruling, he violates the iser b'mezit. What would that mean? So let's say, just for example, he innocently ruled, he thought something was permitted, he said a certain fat was permitted to eat, okay, and therefore he, you know, that was his mistake. He passed, and that was his mistake. But then, he violates the iser after he recognizes that he made a mistake. So he originally was confident that it's permitted. Then he had second thoughts, but he said, oh, you know what, I'm doing it anyways. That kind of scenario where his violation was no longer shogeg. So now he can't bring a par. Okay, he's not eligible for a par. And similarly, if he was, the Mishnah reads, shogeg va'asa mezit. If he ruled originally incorrectly but unintentionally, but then asa mezit, he violated it intentionally. Or mezit, his original ruling was negligent. So meaning, he said something's permitted, but he knew in the back of his head, oh, there is a potential problem here, but he ignored that, so that's really not okay. But then asa shogeg, then, you know, later on, and I don't know, 2 years later, he tries to think, but what's the ruling here? And he says, oh, I remember, I considered this 2 years ago, and he forgot that he knew it wasn't the right psak, and he said, I ruled it was permitted, and he follows that psak, so he follows it b'shogeg, but it was actually originally decided b'mezid, incorrectly. There, patar, also, he's not eligible to bring the par. Shaharas kohen mashiach la'atmo karas bezin la'tzibur. Because really the rules are basically the same. It's the same, it's really, it's learned, and there's a hekesh connecting the way that the par halem davar for the tzibur works and the par of the kohen mashiach works, which is it has to be a psak that was done b'shogeg incorrectly and then followed by the people incorrectly, or in his case, followed by him incorrectly. Should just speak out here that this Mishnah is reading like Rabbi Meir Shita, which is that the par halem davar is brought specifically by the Sanhedrin to atone for itself, which is not really the halacha. We pass on the people bring the 12, Shvatim bring 12 Parhelim Dover, but that's not the point here at all. The point is that the rules, as they apply to the Helim Dover for the Tzibar, really are analogous to how they apply to the Par Kohen Mashiach and his incorrect ruling.